Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 639, down 16 and a half. Soft July wheat is 530, down 6 and 3 quarters. July corn, 398 and a half, down 2. September, 382, down 4 and a quarter. December's 388 and 3 quarters, down 4. July soybeans, 1329 and a half, down a quarter. September, 1118 and a half, down 3 and a quarter. November, 1087 and 3 quarters, down 5 and a quarter. July soybean meal, 437.90, up 360. July soybean oil, 37.01, down 38. August live cattle, 147.07 and a half, down 107 and a half. August feeders, 208.07 and a half, down $2.50. July lean hogs, 132.60, down 20 cents.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
A quick programming announcement. Today is a USDA reporting day. In about an hour and 10 minutes, we'll be receiving crop production and WASDE reports. In the aftermath of those reports, after the trade has had time to digest them, we will talk with Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics at 12:39 Central Time, and he will get us up to speed in the aftermath of those reports, as he will right now as we go into the reporting period. And he's on the phone. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Market's been beat up all week. Corn, 8 sessions in a row lower. We're looking for a 9th session in the row, in a row lower, just based off of how the trade is doing. December, 389 and 3 quarters. A lot of analysts are kind of thinking it would catch 385, regardless of the report. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the report, you can't really take away from the price action at this stage of the game, Dave, because I think this market looks very similar to me, and the conditions and the sentiment of the market looks very similar to me as the pre-acreage report sentiment and market conditions. The trade is trying to factor in as much bearishness as they can before the report comes out, because they don't want to get caught long in this market. Potential longs are staying on the sidelines, and users are being very quiet from what I understand as far as trying to take in a lot of grain right now, as far as pushing bids to get more grain out of producers' hands. And producers have essentially stepped away from the market until today's report. And so I think that this is where, can the USDA feed the bear once again? Because that's what happened in the acreage and stocks report. And you can tell that that bear was fed because of the way the price action was, i.e., we've got gaps in the chart. Mm-hmm. And are those charts going to be able to fill those gaps after today's report? Weather is back on the side of the at least neutral in the market, with this polar vortex coming down with very cold temps in the northern Corn Belt. The fund liquidation and selling pressure looks to have peaked at this stage of the game based upon the last commitment of traders report. Weekly technicals are super oversold, in my opinion. And I think market estimates are, in terms of the pre-estimate reports, the top-end numbers are factored in. And so the big number for me will be statistically, like the acreage report, we saw a big change in acres. We saw 5 million more acres, roughly, get pushed into the crops, the principal crops that we did not have in March. That went statistically out of bounds. What we see now is what we will see now is the corn yield. In the last 15 years, the USDA has raised the corn yield only twice in the July report versus June by more than, say, a half a bushel. That was in 03 when they went up 3 bushels, and in 99 when they went up 4 bushels. So essentially you've got an 87% likelihood in the last 15 years that you'll get a yield increase, or an 87% likelihood that the yield will stay the same. Does the USDA break with that statistical model and feed the bear or not? And I think that's where the report really is centered here.
And in that analysis, what is also a new puzzlement is essentially USDA is under new management.
Exactly. This is where you've got a whole other group of people that are running the boat. And, well, just like before we went on the air, Dave, I think this is where, in the terms of value level analysis that I do, I would say your wheat is at least a dollar too cheap right now, based upon U.S. ending stocks, based upon the hard red wheat crop, which is pretty much finished up harvesting except for Nebraska. But just before we went on the air, a Cargill plant spokesman said in Donetsk, Ukraine, that their company, that their plant has been being occupied by armed individuals. The plant is closed. They do not know when the plant will reopen. I think, the simply put, the market has taken geopolitical risk premium out of the Ukraine with the idea that the United States is locked out of any kind of export potential in wheat. And I think, like in the corn, we've put a very big yield on the corn. We've talked about big test plot yields. We've talked about big statistical probability of a jump in yield because of the crop conditions report, even though the greenness maps don't match up with the crop conditions report. So there's a lot of things out there that have not been traded, in my opinion. And one of the biggest things is the fact that the gold's at a 3.5-month high and the copper's at the highest level since February, because guess what? Inflation data is starting to come back more positive.
Turn our attention to the soybean market. Well, we made new life of contract lows in the November contract today, surpassing those lows that we made late January. What does it mean?
Well, I think this is where I'm most nervous analytically, that the bear can be fed statistically and within the realm of possibility, Dave. It's the carryover in the beans. If I had to take a guess, the elasticity spreadsheet doesn't do as well on beans as it does on corn, but if I had to take a guess using that spreadsheet on the beans, we're probably trading about a 350 carryover by going below $11. If the USDA would come out with something bigger than 350, you know, say we go above 400 and get into close to the 450 level, that's where you maybe have the possibility of the beans continuing to be the leader to the downside and continuing to pressure corn. And this is where, simply put, the wheat needs to make a bottom and needs to make a stand to offset that bearishness in the beans if we would get that big of a carryover number. Because if we go up above 400 million bushel carryover, $11 beans is not cheap enough, in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of a lot of analysts.
And and if you just look at raw data off of the November chart and use a measuring gap that we had earlier in the week and swing off that, you're looking 10-16.
You really are. And one of the biggest things that, like we were talking about, not factored in yet, that the something that has, the horse has not been put in the gate yet, and that is the old crop beans. Mm-hmm. How did we get the stocks report that we got? Why did the trade take it at face value when you're talking about another weekly export sale that put us over 1.6 billion bushels with 8 weeks left? That's in actual shipments. And so I still feel as though the crop is not out there from last year, and that those 40 million extra bushels of beans that the USDA gave us stocks report is more paper pushing than it is actual supplies. And so how does the trade treat the bull spread? In other words, if the bull spread gives up, then those, that 10-16 level you're talking about has the potential of giving hit. But if the July and August beans make a stand here, I think you've probably got a low in beans.
About a minute left. Why hasn't wheat made a low?
I think it's the perception that we are not going to get demand. You know, we did not get the Egyptian tender, didn't get any of the 240,000 metric tons of that this week. That seemed to really hurt the market sentiment, that we keep getting wheat demand ripped out of us. The wheat demand bottom low has not been put in yet, but interesting to note that we weren't even bidding any of that wheat. Why, I don't know, but we were not even bidding, even though our Gulf price is down around $220 a ton right now for soft red wheat. So our price is right. Our freight rates are okay. We should be getting more business. Why we're not, I'm not sure.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you later, sir.
Mike Zuzalo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he will be back again this afternoon at 12:39 Central Time. July corn trading 401, up a half. September, 382.5 down 3 and 3 quarters. December, 389 down 3 and 3 quarters. July beans, 1329.5 down a quarter. September, 1118 and 3 quarters down 3. November, 1088 and 3 quarters down 4 and a quarter. July soybean meal, 438 up 370. July soybean oil, 3701 down 38. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.